What is the main aim of the UK Space Conference?
Well, the main aim really is to promote interchange between the academic world, industry and government departments and research organisations, because, of course, everybody does their own work, whether it's research or implementing commercial contracts. But one of the key things about keeping going on innovation, doing new things, is to actually keep that interaction in play.
And it's also quite an important moment for the UK Space Agency as a whole, because it's pretty new, isn't it?
That's right. It also, I think, coincides this year. We were created as an agency on April the 1st, and we decided that what we should do is bring together a number of events into one bigger event, so that there's some impetus behind the idea of an annual conference, and that people felt it was the place to be to discuss their issues on space.
Does this kind of networking and interaction kind of not happen at the moment then?
It does happen, but it tends to happen on a basis of a specific project or a specific area of research. What you do in a conference is bring together a range of projects and research areas and allow other people to interact and look at it and see what's happening, so they can feed off it and feed into it and get some new ideas.
How big is the space industry in the UK at the moment?
Well, at the moment we've had an independent study about 18 months ago and it contributes around 7.5 billion to the economy each year, and directly employs over 20,000 people, with another 50,000 or 60,000 in the what they call the spin-out employment. So it's not a massive market in terms of, relative to one or two sectors, but it's a very important market because it's high-tech, it's growing, and it's novel. So, for example, this week we one industry signed an agreement to supply satellite data to China, which is quite a breakthrough.
And do you think this industry could really do with being bigger?
Well, I think it will grow naturally. I mean, if you'd have said 20 years ago that two FTSE 100 companies would have their business model dependent absolutely on satellites, people would have looked at me rather strangely. But that's what BSB Sky, the satellite broadcaster, and what Inmarsat, the satellite wholesaler of telecoms, both do.
And, I mean, in terms of the public's view of the UK space industry, do you think the public are aware of, you know, what you do?
No, I think part of the thesis is to try and raise that awareness. I think there is still a conception that space is about geeks going to planets and to the moon and scientific endeavour. And most people don't fully understand just how much it impacts on their day-to-day life. So, for example, you know, watching Wimbledon or watching cricket matches or football matches from abroad wouldn't be possible without the satellites in place.
But geeks going to space and going to other planets, that's what attracts the public, isn't it?
I mean, yes. I think there are two elements there. We don't want to stop them thinking that. We want them to get a broader awareness of just how much space impacts their day-to-day life. It's like an invisible network in many senses. If you look at the road network, people understand how they use it. With space, they haven't a clue how they use it, but they use it every day in many of the tasks they undertake.
So, come on then, list us some things that, you know, my everyday life is affected by.
Well, television broadcasting, absolutely. Nearly every part of it now. Live news feeds from, as we get them now, from the Middle East. All that is satellite-based. A lot of the telecoms business is satellite-based. You can do satellite broadband internet now. We've got a new satellite providing that. The timing clocks on the electric grid are controlled by satellite signals. And the Ordnance Survey mapping base is controlled by satellite signals, and they're really sort of in the background. And then, of course, you've got all the satellite navigation, which people understand and use.
And how much of this kind of industry is, you know, based in the UK?
Well, we've got one very, very big company, Astrium, part of the EADS group. We've got the world's leading small satellite provider, Sirius Satellites. And then we've got an array of smaller companies and academic groups, because one thing the UK has been very good at is linking up academia with the industry to pull things through.